Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I have a very special guest with me, and her name is Dari Skatvit. She'll probably pronounce it better. I'll ask her to pronounce it again. But anyhow, Dari, I've just been so excited to visit with you because I met you at last year's Cass County Fair. So I want to just start out talking about last year. What did we visit about last year? What were your exhibits?
I did a lamb last year.
A lamb was your animal, and then?
I made a peach pie, and I brought some art from my art teacher, Mrs. Jordan.
Yes. Now, I remember the peach pie, because how old are you, Dari?
I'm seven.
Seven. You know, there are a lot of grown-ups that say, I can't make a pie. So how did you learn to make a pie?
My mommy helped me, and there's a secret ingredient, and it's
If you don't tell, then it won't be. I mean, if you tell me, it won't be secret anymore.
My mom tells me to keep it secret.
That's right. That's right. And then I think last year that your recipe came from your great grandma. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a really special kind of pie that you made. Now, I understand you're going to make a pie again this year.
It's a blackberry pie.
Why did you choose blackberry?
Because Drew loves blackberry.
And Drew is?
My oldest brother. He's 11. All right. He came after the name Andrew.
Okay, and you know, that's really nice of you, Dari. You're making a pie because your big brother likes it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of little sisters would say, he's too much trouble, I don't want to do that. So you're doing a really nice thing for your big brother. Okay, so you're going to do the blackberry pie. Is it the same pie crust with the same secret ingredient?
Yep.
Okay, well, I know it's going to be very good then. And what else are you bringing to the building?
I'm bringing a American Girl doll tent with an American Girl doll sleeping bag.
Now, I don't know very much about American dolls, but don't they have names? Aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, what's your doll's name?
Her name is Josie.
Josie. Mm-hmm. And describe her a little bit. What color hair does she have?
She has black hair and it's really curly, so I have to keep her hair up in a bun.
Keep it under control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you made a tent for her.
Mm-hmm.
And a sleeping bag.
Yep.
So she's going to go camping, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mommy and I want to make a fire and then some little marshmallows.
Okay.
Maybe. I think I know how to make the marshmallows, but it'll be a little challenging.
All right. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to get to visit with you or not, because I'm going to be a judge again for Clover Kids, like I was last year. But sometimes, you know, there are different judges. But whatever, I want to be sure that I see your tent and your fire and your sleeping bag. So I'll check that out.
I may not make the fire, but I made the sleeping bag and the tent.
All right, for sure. And it's all done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're ready to visit? You're all ready with your projects?
Yep, but we only tried my blackberry pie. We tried a test on my blackberry pie. We practiced on making my blackberry pie. It was delicious.
Okay. You had your family's approval. You did share, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And your brother said yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, okay, very good. So I think you are all set for fair. Now, your calf, though, you have a special calf you're going to show. What's the calf's name?
Her name's Anna.
Anna. How big is she? I mean, you're not very big, Dari.
She's pretty big.
Is her head taller than your head?
No, she's up to my hip.
All right. So she's not very big yet. Well, what have you been doing to take care of Anna?
I've been bottle feeding her a lot. I only feed her one time a day because we have two more little bottle caps, Bobo and Bobby. They're younger than her. So we have to feed them two times a day.
Okay. So did she have to be a certain age, or how did you choose among the three of them to take Anna?
I kind of want to take Bobby. He's cute.
And then they're going to grow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what you hope will happen. So now what do you do to get your bottle calf ready for fair? Anything special?
Not really.
Do you have to give him a shower, a bath,
comb him? We're probably gonna wash them before the day of the fair.
Yeah, and I don't think that I started off by saying, just in case somebody doesn't know, that the fair starts on Thursday the 23rd. Actually, for 4-H'ers who are going to get the fairgrounds ready, it's on the 22nd. But in terms of members checking in and getting some judging done, it all starts on the 23rd. So Thursday the 23rd is when you're going to be coming to the community center, the 4-H part of the community center, to visit with a judge to see how you do. And I know you'll do well, Dari, because you're a good visitor. And that's a really important part of this whole process, is getting to have the judge visit with you. And we love it. The judges love it, because it's such a great time to visit with you guys. Then, I'm just going to review a couple of these things. Thursday night is the King and Queen contest at 7:30. Do you know anybody who's running for King or Queen? Well, you'll have to come see those girls all dressed up in their pretty dresses.
Ooh.
Yeah, because someday you might want to be a contestant for the Queen contest. Okay, then on Friday is the rabbit show, the horse show, the meat, goat, and dairy goat show, the livestock judging contest, and the mutton busting. Do you know about mutton busting?
Yep, I've watched that.
And what happens?
They ride on, people ride on sheeps that it go bonkers.
Yeah, they get probably tossed off most of the time,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, and then I see on Friday night at 8 o'clock is the bull ride.
Yeah, I'm rooting for that.
That's one of your favorite things to mm-hmm. do at the fair?
I think it's pretty cool.
All right. So that's at 8 o'clock, and you'll see Dari there because she loves to go to the bull riding show. And then, of course, the fair continues on Saturday with the pet show, the sheep show, the dog show, and then tractor pull. On Sunday is the swine show, the poultry show, an antique equipment demonstration show, decorator showcase, Clover Kids Animal Show. Are you involved with that? Is that where you're?
Yep.
And that's where you're going to bring your bottle cap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there could be all kinds of animals there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any other kind of animals that will be there?
I bet there will be some cats, because you can show cats.
Okay.
One of my Clover Kid friends, he's showing one of the cats that I sell to him. It's a kitten named Perry, but he called him Buddy. He has a cute little barn house for him.
All right. That sounds like fun. So that's a fun thing for everybody to come and watch. Remember at the fair that it's not just for the participants, but we want people to come and watch and see what's going on and learn. One of the things that as Clover Kids, you bring these exhibits, your blackberry pie, the other kinds of things, and people can come and look at those and learn a lot of things. So I encourage them to come and see all those. And we should mention that although you're being judged on Thursday the 23rd, Friday is when the building will be open for everybody to come and see. And I guess the other thing that I should mention on Thursday is when the food sale is, because they'll probably sell your pie. Somebody is already lined up to buy that pie, I'll bet.
Mm.
Maybe your brother.
Drew loves blackberry pie. Yeah. My family is a pie family.
All right. It's a good thing you know how to make pie, because you can keep them happy. Okay. And then on Sunday also is the hypnotist and ventriloquist show, the feeder calf show, horse fun show, and then a number of other things. Monday is the beef show, Best of Iowa, the watermelon feed, and the building awards, parade of champions, and mud volleyball.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd like to play mud volleyball?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a pretty dirty kind of thing to do, but I know some people love that. Mm-hmm. So then on Tuesday's the livestock sale. You're not selling your bottle cap, are you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet you're going to keep him at home and let him grow up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then all of the exhibits are released on Tuesday. So if you want to go to the Cass County Fair, remember that the King and Queen contest is on Thursday night. Lots of things happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then ends on Tuesday with the livestock sale and exhibits being released. Just kind of one last question, Dari. What's a favorite thing that you do in Clover Kids? Just, think of something you've really liked to do in Clover Kids.
Well, I'd like to make art for Clover Kids, because I got a string cross at home.
Okay.
And then I got some really cool art from my art teacher, Mrs. Jordan.
All right. And then you get to meet with the other Clover kids once a month to see what they're doing? Yep, during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's kind of a lot of fun. If somebody doesn't know about Clover Kids, they need to find out.
Yesterday, I just went on a club tour to see everybody's farm in 4-H.
And what, any surprises there or something that you really enjoyed?
I really liked the rabbits.
All right.
They were adorable. You got to pet them.
They're fluffy and soft, aren't they? Okay. Well, Dari, we really appreciate you coming and visiting on Backyard and Beyond, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the fair on Thursday the 23rd. So until next time, let's remember together the 4-H motto is to make the best better.